This is a dictation of a medical report. Please put that in medical report in bold at the top of the document. Solicitor's reference in bold. Capitals ACC/123/987. Next line in bold again. Instructions from Joe Bloggs Solicitors. Next line, client's name in bold, then Chris Smith. Address in bold on the next line, 1 Lightfoot Street, that's LIGHTFOOT Street, in Hoole, HOOLE, in Chester. Date of birth in bold, 1st of March 1965. Date of accident in bold on the next line, 10th of February 2010. Date of report on the next line in bold, 15th of April 2010. Next line in bold, review of notes, none. Next line in bold, identification, none. Next line in bold, occupation, unemployed. First heading is accident in bold and underlined. On the afternoon of the 10th of February, Chris Smith was travelling from Chester to Birmingham in a Ford Fiesta fitted with seatbelts and headrests. He was the front seat passenger, full stop, without warning, comma, while stood suddenly in traffic, comma, another vehicle impacted with the rear of the vehicle he was travelling in and shunted him into the vehicle in front, full stop. Next paragraph and heading is in bold and underlined again. Movement of client on impact. He suffered a force flexion stroke extension movement of his neck and back without rotation, full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined again. Immediate symptoms. Next line, he immediately had neck and back pain, full stop. Next heading, chronological progression of physical symptoms. He went to Countess of Chester Accident and Emergency Department where he was examined, full stop. No x-rays were taken, full stop. A whiplash type injury was diagnosed and he was discharged with advice, full stop. New paragraph, the pain in his neck and back was severe for 4 weeks, comma, interfering with sleep and needing analgesics, which then improved, full stop. He had no physiotherapy, full stop. Next heading, chronological progression of psychological symptoms. Bold and underlined again, next line. There have been no psychological symptoms as a consequence of the accident. Next heading, bold and underlined again, current symptoms and treatment. He has pain in his neck on turning. His back pain is now resolved and had done so by the last week in March 2010, full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined again, past medical history. There is no past medical history of note, full stop. No previous history of accident, full stop. There is no history of stress disorder or depression, comma, no history of musculoskeletal problems, full stop. Next heading, bold and underlined, loss consequential to injury. He is unemployed, full stop. The accident affects his ability to go to the gym for 1 month, full stop. Next heading, examination, bold and underlined. Next line, he is a man of normal build with a normal gait. Next paragraph, examination of his upper limbs is normal. New paragraph, examination of his cervical spine shows a full range of movement actively and passively in all directions. There is no muscular tenderness, full stop. New paragraph, flexion extension of his lumbosacral spine is full. Straight leg raising is full. There was no spinal tenderness, full stop. There were no other marks, comma, scars or bruises, and no inappropriate responses, full stop. Next heading, summary and conclusions. As a result of a road traffic accident on the 10th of February 2010, Chris Smith sustained a whiplash injury to his cervical spine and lower back sprain. New paragraph, the injury sustained are compatible with the accident. The adverse feature associated with the accident was a double impact, full stop. Next paragraph, as a consequence of the accident, he had severe pain in his neck and back for 3 weeks before improvement. His back pain is now resolved and had done by the last week of March. He still has occasional neck pain on turning. New paragraph, psychologically there has been no consequence to the accident. The accident had affected his ability to go to the gym for 1 month, full stop. He was unemployed at the time of the accident, full stop. New paragraph, examination shows that the movement of his cervical spine and lumbosacral spine is full and pain-free, actively and passively in all directions. New heading, prognosis, bold and underlined. In my opinion and on the balance of probability, a full physical recovery can be anticipated from the effects of the accident at a time within 6 months of the date of the accident, full stop. I base my opinion on the fact that recovery to date has been satisfactory and the range of movement of his cervical spine and lumbosacral spine is full. new paragraph. In my opinion, there have been no long-term implications for acceleration of the degeneration of his cervical or lumbosacral spine. I have no further recommendations to make regarding further investigations, comma, specialist opinions, or treatment. The client is a good historian, full stop. His injuries are consistent with the accident, full stop. New paragraph. The injury will have no long-term effect on his future work prospects, full stop. New heading, bold underline, review of medical records. This report has been compiled without access to his general practitioner notes. New paragraph. In my opinion, examination notes are not required, as the client is a good, reliable historian, and the injuries sustained are compatible with the accident described. New heading, declaration, bold underlined. I'm a general practitioner and I've been a member of the Royal College of General Practitioners since 1984. I have been in general practice since 1982. New paragraph. Chris Smith was seen by me on the 15th of April 2010. The instruction was taken from Joe Bloggs Solicitors for the purpose of the preparation of this medical legal opinion with regard to an accident on 10th of February 2010. The opinion was prepared with the benefits of a clinical interview and clinical examination. New paragraph. I understand my duty is to the court, and his opinion has been compiled with the duty rule 35, comma 10, open brackets, 2, close brackets, full stop. I understand the expert's duty is to help the court on matters within my expertise. I confirm, our new paragraph, sorry, I confirm that I have made clear which facts and matters referred to in this report are within my own knowledge and which are not, full stop. Those that are within my own knowledge I confirm to be true. The opinions I have expressed represent my true and complete professional opinions on the matters to which they refer. A new paragraph. I understand that my duty as expert witnesses to the court, I have complied with that duty, full stop. Sorry, complied with that duty, full stop. This report includes all matters relevant to the issues on which my expert evidence is given, full stop. I have given details in this report of any matters which might affect the validity of this report, full stop. End of dictation.